A fifth grade class in a Catholic school had planned to perform the Easter pageant for their parish. Each boy and girl in the class had an assigned part. Girls took the role of Mary, Mary Magdalene, Martha, and Salome, and other women who were at the foot of the cross. The boys took the roles of Nicodemus and Joseph of Arimathea, the sons of Zebedee, Peter, and Judas, as well as other assorted Roman guards. Then there was Johnny. He was the boy in this class, and any teacher in this congregation will greatly appreciate what I'm about to say. He was different, and he would always just see things differently. He would never sit still, and he always had a different view. Well, he insisted that for the Easter pageant, he be the rock that was rolled away from the tomb. Now, obviously, the role didn't require any costume. Johnny would just roll himself up into a ball and roll himself across the stage. At the final performance, the teacher was feeling pretty bad for Johnny, so she suggested that maybe he should switch places with another actor, maybe the one playing Nicodemus. That way he would have a chance to wear a costume and portray a human character. Johnny wouldn't have it. Besides Jesus, the stone is the most important role in this story, Johnny said. I mean, if the stone doesn't roll away, then nobody gets in to see that Jesus isn't in there. Now, Johnny may have been a handful in the classroom, but at that moment, he was very astute in his observation of the Easter story. He understood that the stone wasn't rolled away because of the person in the tomb. It was rolled away for the benefit of the people outside the tomb. The stone wasn't moving for Jesus to get out. I mean, he was the Son of God. It was moved in order for all of us to get in. Easter is that time when the stones of our lives are moved in order that we might penetrate the mystery of life and death. The tomb could not hold Christ, and now, thanks to his resurrection, it cannot hold us either. Throughout these past days of Lent, we have worked with God's help to alleviate the stones that keep us from experiencing the joy of new life in Christ. Our stones come in all shapes and sizes. The stones that block our view of the resurrection could be fear, weakness, something that just absolutely paralyzes us. They could be stones that are full of anger and guilt that we simply lug around with us through our life. But the good news of this Easter celebration is that Christ showed us how to push those stones away when he rose from the dead. So in order for us to push our stones away, we have to abandon fear and doubt. Just like the first disciples were able to do in those days following Easter. I mean, the disciples were afraid after the death of Christ. Many of them went into hiding because they feared the Roman and the Jewish authorities. They also felt abandoned by God after they watched Christ die the way he did. But what would you expect from your human beings? Doubt is always hanging around, just waiting to step in between us and God. I mean, how many people walk away from the church when things get tough, vowing never to return because they feel that God has left them in their need? They have allowed doubt to block their view of God. The reality is, God has never left. He's still there. So on this Easter morning, the tomb and the rolled-up burial cloths bid us not to be afraid and flee. Instead, they invite us to believe, much the way the disciples who peered into the tomb came to believe. So as we come to this altar this morning and celebrate the Easter Eucharist, let us abandon our fears, our anxieties, and let the newly risen Christ aid us in our efforts to push our stones aside and to peer inside that empty tomb. And most importantly, to believe.